Rick, I'm curious on the status of divesting your RF power amplifier business and the filing for the regulatory approval. I think in the last filing, you were planning to file for the regulatory approval on April 30th, which is today. So just wondering what the key milestones are from here.
Well, I think that filing that we talked about on April 30th, we've actually already done. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule on that, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that's, progressing quite well, actually in dialogue with some of the governments relative to that. So I think we're making good progress on the filings. All of it is a requirement associated with getting the regulatory approval is selling our RF power business, because the two combined are obviously very large. We have now received interest levels from quite a number of entities. We've actually narrowed that down and have entered a process to try to get to an agreement here, over the next couple of months. So we're making good progress and, on track, as I would say, to be able to support the requirements that we need to be able to get the regulatory approval associated with the merger with Freescale.
Maybe on the interface side, you always get the question on RF. I'll ask it again. I mean, you highlighted lighting being weak, and your actual result in March wasn't so bad. So are you still seeing decent trends in that HPRF business?
We are. I mean, it clearly is beginning to come more into balance as opposed to the shortage that we've had for an extended period of time where we couldn't fulfill the requirements of our customers. So I would say we're coming more in line from a balanced viewpoint. And we've always said that, as we get to a point, we think it would flatten out for a basis. And, I think that's kind of in line with what we're talking about, Blaine. We don't see a precipitous decline, but we don't see it continuing to grow as aggressively as it has over the last few quarters.